She had that phone. I thought, I can't wait to try
to get that. Get that head there. Get that piece of bird. Yeah. Now.
You want to get
that street right there. Now, there she is. There she is. Post it.
Then reach. Miss White sick across here and then across there about it. Good.
Then they put little pieces across there, a little bit lower.
And you get
a little bit lower till they got it all fixed, and then they'd put all that mud and cattail junk grass
in between
there.
I see.
Over that wood and get that and get your
pot. I understand. I appreciate that because now I understand. In other words, you build a frame and then you
put some strips
put these.
You went up or went down, you went up, put another strip and then more grass, and that strip and then put iron.
Now
the
that's
a job.
I see.
Yes, that would be.
He had a job back yonder.
Did you use a special kind of clay for the mud?
No, just you pack any clay.
Any clay.
It's
all clay then.
Some of this red clay around would bake, I suppose, almost like a brick.
That's right. We call this good as brick. Sometimes. You call them make mud pies in the winter, summertime. And you can dry them hard.
Really hard.
But then you can come hold up big grains and get
it. Well, it's two or three, 4 years all washed away.
And he can wash that mud off and then that would expose the timber.
Mm-hmm.
You build up a big fire in that and that's how it catch fire.
Bring
so you had to watch that. Lord, everybody was scared. They lived in misery.
I see. Well, that's very helpful. Would you describe, you showed me some shingles yesterday. Would you describe on the tape how you made the shingles?
It's almost like I made the boards.
We
call boards and shingles the same thing. Boards, we call them boards here.
Mm-hmm.
Just cut a block off of a tree. About a foot and a half or 2 feet long, might some have them 2.5 feet long, and split that open and cut the bark off of it, and then split open again and make it in quarters. And then I can't hardly, just had a flow, I had to show you why.
Take a flow and a
little mallet, about this long, you know, you saw my feather.
Mm-hmm.
Be on that flow and get that started in.
Did you show him
he said, no. Yeah, I showed him.
Did you show him that log where you made boards?
Yeah, no, I never showed that.
We
call it a break.
I saw the hickory mallet.
A break right there by where the plow is on.
They had a little big plow for that.
I'm showing that right while. Had to have a long forked pole or a forked log or something to put that in to smash down to where you timber and flow to burst it out. It's got to have some prize open. And the best timber's gone. Can hardly find a tree now to make boards or shingles.
Mm-hmm. Those that you showed me now, you don't call them shingles.
No, we call them boards. Yeah.
Shingles. Now you got shingles that look big, rather.
We have those in a different form.
But we had to buy them.
Had to buy them going to a new house. They were shipped in here.
How did you fix the roof so the rain didn't come in, man?
That's have nailed those shingles on it.
Then you had to buy them.
Had to buy the shingles.
Well, we don't have to buy those. I'm talking about the first one. We had to use boards down here.
That's what I was interested in.
Yeah, use boards.
You did use those on your roof.
Yeah, right? On my roof, that's right. And first have your rafters on and then lathing and from one plank to the other by nail a board. And then they get that all through. I then go put another plank on, call a lathing, and nail it from both to that. And then let them lap over about this far, so when the water run off of this into onto the other board, on down to get to turn the other way while it run under the house. Under.
They last a long time.
Sometimes 8 and 10 years, 12 years.
And they went to rot anywhere. They had a leaking house. But it wasn't too much.